everybody. Just a minute. So what's going on with the intro? I don't know if you can hear me or not.
No, actually, it said it was playing our opening sponsor liner, and you sound really bad, bro. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah, see, look, I'm playing sponsor liners right now because they're playing. Man, I do not need Blog Talk messing up tonight.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Well, we got one to play. That was the start. I don't know
what's going on here.
I don't either. Blog Talk is really messing up bad. This is no bueno. It won't let me play. It won't let me stop it. Apaki, welcome to Madhouse Live. I don't know how well this is going to work tonight because Blog Talk is really screwing up.
Well, I think it's going to be okay, man. We'll power through. We'll do a killer show. We've got killer guests. And, I'm in a monsoon rain right now. I may float away tonight.
Well, hopefully you don't. We need you around. You got a lot of writing to do. Who else would do it all?
Joe.
Mama. Okay, so folks, tonight,
yes,
we're going to get a run at this show. And worst thing happens, we set the studio on fire and call it a night. But we're going to be joined by Nathan Landwehr, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. Fighting for the XFC. He's got a big fight coming up against Keith Richardson in October on the 18th up in Nashville. Then we're going to have Eddie Blackburn, the guy behind Cage Quest, E&R Promotions Cage Quest 3. He's going to join us for about 20 minutes just to break down the card, talk some shit. And then we got the man, the legend himself, Mark Pavlich, joining us for Maximum Fighting Championship to break down Fight Week MFC 38 behind enemy lines. And we have a bunch of friends fighting on that card.
I think it's a very interesting name. I'm still wondering because, you got like two guys fighting for the... They're both crossing these enemy lines together. In the bantamweight fight, both guys are coming from Arizona. And in the middleweight fight, one guy from Utah, one guy from Cali. And I actually think Jason House lives in Cali sometimes.
Well,
only poor
that whole
Hamilton
card
is territory.
That's true. I mean, it is Rama's backyard. He's a beast. That fight right there, I'm looking very, very, very much to that fight. I'm looking forward to a lot of fights coming up. But on that card, that's a fight that really interests me. But I'll be honest, I hate to say this, but I feel like Anthony is going to get a victory. I have no doubts in my mind about that. I know he's going to go in there and do work like he always does, and he's going to take this guy out and keep that strap back home with the family, repping it. And so I kind of feel like I know how that fight's going to go. He's going to go in there, he's going to whoop the guy's ass. The Rama fight, I'm a little up in the air. I think, depending how it plays out, Rama should win the fight. But the fight that interests me the most is Smile and Sam Alvey versus Jason South. I mean, this is a big boy fight, man. I like it. It's, time to, put it all on the line and show what where you're really at. And, I like it. I think it's a great fight. I really couldn't pick a winner.
Nah, that's a tough fight to pick, man. It is definitely a tough fight to pick. I'm going to pick the upset and say that Jason House walks away with the middleweight title.
And see, that's what gets me is, I think if Albie can't finish him off quickly with his hand, South's going downtown. He's going to scoop him up, he's going to put him on his ass, and he's probably going to submit him. He's very good about that. He's finished every fight, if I'm not mistaken, is what we talked about when he was on the show. And it's either KOs or submission. He's a killer. And I think if he gets them on the ground, he'll find that mistake.
Well, I threw it out there. Here's my three picks for the main fight. I'm going to go Schmielino, Anthony Berchek, Jason South.
See, I got Berchek. I want to go South, but I'm worried Alvy's going to catch him. And with Rama, I think on Tapology tonight, and when I finally break down the pick, I'll end up picking Rama. But I'm worried that I'm going to pick a decision because I'm worried he's not going to finish him. And I think if he doesn't finish him, then it's going to be a toss-up.
I think that's a good, it could be.
You know, so I really think that card is one of the best cards I've seen in a while, anywhere. I'm excited. And I'm excited to talk to Nate to find out, you know, how everything's going. You know, he's going to be bouncing back after that great fight. He lost the decision loss, I believe it was at XFC 22. Crossing the line, he took Juan Owens. He lost the decision there. And before that, he had gone on, you know, between his amateur and pro career, you know, he's been, you know, kind of used to winning. So I'm curious to see what he's doing mentally, what he's addressed, what he hasn't addressed, you know, what is, you know, what he's changed at all, if anything. So it'd be good to talk to him. And I want to give, you know, some love out there to Ron Daly for, you know, taking care of hooking that up for me. You know, I wanted to get him on the show. He took care of doing it for us. So that was really cool of him. Clarksville MMA. So thank you very much for that, big brother. What is it? The submission? I'm drawing. What is it? SSF Academy of Clarksville, right? I hope I'm getting that right. Yeah, it's the world-famous SSF, Submission Academy of Clarksville. I shouldn't go off what his Facebook name is. Because mine's not real.
Why not?
But we're going to break down with him in a few minutes. About 5 minutes, we'll be calling him up.
I like it. Are you ready?
Yeah, actually, I am. I'm excited to talk to him. I like the fight poster he had up on his wall on his Facebook. I think it's a pretty cool little, like, evil-esque poster for the XFC. And I've noticed that he hasn't been, you know, obviously it's a stacked card, so not everybody can be forefront of the poster. But I like the fact that he has, like, I guess his own poster for the fight. Because, you know, a lot of the fighters, they all get stacked on one card and one promotion and one, you know, poster for that. And it's nice with companies like XFC and MFC when they do put out individualized fight posters or individual, you know, face-offs. So I like that. And I like his. It's kind of, I don't know, a little dark and demonish without being dark and demonish, I guess you could say. It's pretty cool.
But you are dark and demonish.
Yes. I love, dude, I like that heavy stuff.
You're a demonic bastard.
But you know what? Let's call Nate. I'm going to grab him. How about I'll be back in a minute?
Nate the Train Landwehr will be joining us when Skippy gets back. 2-1 fighter. He's fighting on XFC 26, Night of Champions, live from Nashville on Axis TV. He's going to be fighting in the featherweight division against Keith Richardson. I almost just said Keith Richards because for some reason I was immediately thinking about a heroin junkie for the Rolling Stones. I think that's who that guy played for.
when I read Keith Richardson, but it's Keith Richardson, not Keith Richards. Even though a fight with Keith Richards would probably be pretty cool to watch. XFC 26 again, Night of Champions, that's a sick little card. You've got Courtney Casey versus Pearl Gonzalez, Scott Holzman versus Roger Carroll, Luis Santos versus Mauricio Alonso, and Skippy's back.
Yeah,
Heather Clark versus Brianna Van Buren, Jason Hicks versus Jason Madero.
Nate Lambert throwing down at XFC October 18th in Nashville. How you doing tonight, brother? Welcome to Madhouse Live.
What's happening? Just got out of practice, feeling good. Just waiting.
Well, this is our first chance to get to sit down and talk with you. So for all the fans listening around the world tonight, why don't you tell them what your record is, where you're fighting out of?
Look, I'm 2-1. I'm out of Clarksville, Tennessee with SSF Submission Academy. And I'm looking to be 3-1 on October 18th. If you ain't got your ticket, go get your ticket. If you can't find somebody that got a ticket, go to BFAN.com and you can get them tickets.
Now, do you have a special code so that you get credit for that, Nate?
Yeah, you can go to select a fighter, you can select me, or you can just show up.
Well, I suggest everybody selects you, man. We need you to be getting that extra coin, bro.
Now, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, everybody out there who doesn't know about you, I want to break it down a little bit. You came into the pro ranks, and you made a beautiful statement and a great fight with Billy Mullins, and let everybody know that you were legit, you should have gone pro, you were ready. You come back, you step in there against Chris Wright, and once again, you put on a beautiful performance, and you get in there and you finish it. Then you get in with DeJuan Owens, who a lot of people out there speak highly of, and you take this kid to the distance in a good fight. Didn't come out your way. The judges felt he had the fight. What happened when you left that gym to change you? What did you learn from that fight? What made you change this camp, what you're going to do, and how you're going to face Keith?
Well, the main thing is I made a couple rookie mistakes, but when the bottom line comes down to it is I dominated that fight when I was active. The only time that it didn't go my way is when I was inactive. I controlled every aspect. We didn't do anything unless I initiated it. So the thing is I just got to stay busy, and I got to initiate everything.
Now, it's funny. A lot of people out there will probably agree with you on that fight. Leaving it to the first time in your pro career to the judges and it not going your way, how bitter of a taste did that truly leave?
Oh, it stains you, man. When you give everything for one objective, one goal, one dream, one fight, you dedicate your whole life to one thing, you come up short, especially when it's a decision. Especially when you think you win, your people think you win, and you see his arm get raised. It hurts.
Oh, you know what?
You got to get back on that horse. You got to get back on them train tracks, and you got to start going forward.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And now being at the academy you're at and having the team that you have with you, you get back into that gym. Were you hitting it harder than ever? I mean, were you in there just tearing it up?
Yeah, it's been. I actually set out a little bit. I had some personal issues I took care of. I got married. I went on the honeymoon, Jamaica. But deep down, the only thing I really want to do is be in that cage. And come October 18th, you're going to see why.
Well, and obviously, XFC is a company that you've now spent your whole pro career fighting for. You know the opportunities with them are huge. You come in there against somebody like Richardson and make a statement like you have in your previous fights, your name has to start being tossed around for a main card for, you getting, farther along in that, ranking of the top five in their organization so that you can start going after a title. How many fights do you think you need to win to get into that ranking? Do you think that this is the guy that can push you up there?
I just feel like I'm never going to take a buffer fight. I'm never going to take I'm never going to take a fight that somebody that's coming up. I'm going to take the hard fight. I'm going to say yes to any fight that they offer me that's a good competitor. I'm going to say yes to the guy that other people might not say they're ready for. They might say, I need another month. I'm going to say yes. Let's do it. Let's do it this night, and let's do it right now.
I like that attitude. I like it. That's what it was, and that's what we need today. We need more fighters like you who go in there and they're there to finish a fight. They're there because they're a fighter. They're not there because they're athletic and they like to fight. You know, that's the thing I like about you. You're aggressive in the cage. You totally touched on it. You're very, very, you know, active in there. And it's sad to say that, you know, being inactive cost you a fight when you were so aggressive throughout that fight, especially with your hands. You know, getting into camp with, you know, your coaches this time, you're obviously going to address that. Is there anything inside of the camp that you realized you needed to change this time around to keep you more active? Because I've heard you take some very, very vicious camps, man. You guys really grind them out there.
Well, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, that fight happened to be in February. I happened to be training in 20, 30 degree weather at the time. I do a lot of things outside. I do a lot of things on the track. I do a lot of things in the community, like running hills or running, doing a lot of road work. We put road work in, 10 miles a day, 20 miles every 3 days, 70 miles a week. When you're running hills, when you're doing a lot of things like that outside, it's just a different kind of cardio when it's 20 degrees than when it's 90 degrees.
So, being in Tennessee, that's where you're at, correct? You're in Tennessee, right?
What'd you say?
Where yeah, he's located? In Tennessee, Skippy.
Yeah, in Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
Okay. Now, in the summertime, obviously, it's a beautiful place. But in the wintertime, how different is it for you to be stuck more inside training than outside training? Do you prefer to be more outside when you're training?
You know, the gym is only so big, and when you got 20 people in there, it gets crowded. I like to train a lot by myself and just get out there on that road, and I like to run. I like to do a lot of jumps. I like to run a lot of stairs. I like to run a lot of hills. I like to pull a lot of sleds. I like to do a lot of things outdoors. I'm an outdoors guy. I like to get up in the morning time, and I like to get it in the morning time, and sometimes in the time of year, it might be 20 degrees, it might be 30 degrees. Luckily for me this time, it's been 80 degrees, it's been 90 degrees, it's been upper 90s.
Now, obviously you live in a great place that has great food, especially some good barbecue. How hard is it when you live there with such great barbecue during your camps? Are you able to just step away easily, or do you ever struggle with trying to get that midnight snack?
Well, you know what? You can't win a fight on the day of the fight. You got to win that fight months in advance, and you got to just dedicate yourself mentally and physically to the one goal. And that has to do with eating. It has to do with your diet. It has to do with training. It has to do with waking up, just thinking about one thing. It has to do with going to sleep, thinking about one thing. So for me, it's not that hard. I'd rather put that down than put another L on my record.
What's the hardest thing to give up as far as food goes for you, Nate?
Well, my wife, she cooks a lot of meals for me, so it's hard to. The hardest meal to give up is that after practice meal. You know, you want to come home, you want to devour some stuff, but the smart thing is just drink a fruit vegetable smoothie shake, and that's the hardest meal.
Yeah, the green shakes, man, they aren't as tasty as the breakfast food, are they?
I'd rather have a steak and some taters.
No doubt, man. Medium rare on that for sure. Now, what about the barbecue? You know, being there in Tennessee, that's a big barbecue place. You know, some of the best barbecue in the world. Is that something that you get to eat throughout camp, or do you have to cut that out as well?
Oh, yeah, man, I eat a lot of calories. As much as I train, I'm eating a bunch of calories. I'm not cutting a tremendous lot of weight like a lot of guys. Right now I'm sitting at 153, and I still got couple of days. I still got many days left. I'm gonna come. I like to come down real naturally. I feel like when you cut that much weight, it's a negative thing after you go a couple minutes.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, you know, you still got 16 days till fight, and still fight night, and 15 days till weigh-in. So, sounds like you shouldn't have any problems at all.
Now, you know, it's funny you say that. You see so many guys who come in there and drop 25, 30 pounds, you know, 10 days, 8 days, some dropping 11 pounds the day before weigh-ins. Do you think the way that you're able to progress down slowly and honestly more naturally probably for your body is what keeps your cardio and your energy level up so high in your fights?
I haven't quite figured it out for everybody, but for myself, just I don't want to feel hungover the day before the most important day of my life. I don't want to feel drained 24 hours before I'm about to do something that's going to change my life. And I don't want to feel down. I don't want to feel dehydrated. I don't want to feel like I'm about to die the day before the most important event of my fighting career is about to take place.
Now, is it a possibility for maybe us seeing you at 135 in the future?
Maybe if Dana White gave me a call, maybe.
I like it. Now, what do you know about your opponent?
Well, he's 10-4. You know, he's a beast. He likes to come forward. It's going to be a hell of a fight. Somebody's probably going to fall.
Have you fought anybody like him previously?
Yeah, as an amateur, I fought a bunch of people, different sizes. We got a couple guys at the gym. We got, actually, I got a hell of a guy named Adam Glenn. It kind of simulates, he comes straight forward, and he just swings. So, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for anything. You never know a man deep down until you step in that cage with him, though. I don't know how fast he is. I don't know how strong he is, but come October 18th, I will.
Now, with the, you know, with the gym that you train at, when you're not training for a fight, do you get to hit any of the tournaments in your area, like the grappling tournaments?
I'm pretty much just, you know, I'm gonna get to that, but as of right now, I just, when I'm not fighting, I'm looking for that next fight, trying to prepare for that next fight, and you know, I try to keep that switch on. I don't want to be a grappler, I don't want to be a wrestler, I don't want to be a boxer, I don't want to be a kickboxer, I want to be a fighter. Everything, all at once.
I like it. You got the right mindset, that's for sure, man. I mean, I tell you, you got to go into it these days. You got to be a fighter. You can't be a wrestler. You know, you've got to be well-rounded. You've got to know every aspect of the game. And today, more and more kids, you know, are training at younger and younger ages in so many different fields of martial arts. It's amazing. And, you know, now you got guys like yourself who are coming up, making waves, you know, fighting for the XFC, which is a great organization. You know, I love it, you know. Now, is this a long-term contract you have with them? Are you wrapping up a fight? Is this a one-fight deal? Are we going to see you continually fight for them?
I signed a contract. I got 4 more fights with the XFC as of now.
Right on.
So I'm guaranteed another 4 fights unless something goes terribly wrong. But like I said, me and Keith Richardson are both in the loser bracket for the XFC. We're both coming off 2 losses for the XFC. So very possibly one of us can get cut, whoever loses. So this is a real important fight for Nate the Train Man where...
Well, I'm definitely excited to see you get in there and do this. Are you on the main card this time or the preliminary card?
I believe it's like what they call it, the swing bout. It's basically a filler.
Okay.
I go, then it goes live. Unfortunately, I guess I got cut from the live side of the show. I think that was a mistake, but It might just be the fight of the night. So if you ain't got a ticket, you better go on BeAFan.com and get that ticket right now because you might not get a chance to see it on TV.
No, there you go. I definitely excited to see you.
How excited are you to be getting back in the cage, Nate?
I'm pumped up. I'm super excited. This is that fight I've been waiting for. This is that clincher. This is that redemption. Obviously, he beat DeJuan Owens. Obviously, this would be a big statement. Obviously, he's a well-rounded guy. Obviously, he has a big record. Obviously, he's from a different state. He's on top of that. He came to the XFC. He's competed well. He's a strong guy. He's a, you know, he's ended some guys. He's not going to decision. He's a killer, and I'm a killer. And we're going to see who's going to win. Somebody's going to lose, and we're going to go all out. It's going to be one hell of a fight.
I'll put my money on you. I'll be honest. I like your ability with your hands. I like your aggressive nature. I think he's a little bit slower starter than you. I think that gives you a definite edge, especially in the first round, to catch him quickly, put him on his ass, you know, beat him down and get that TKO win. That's how I see it. Anybody out there can go to my Tapology and see first round TKO is how I have you. That's how I think it's going to go. I just feel he's too slow of a starter for you. I know he's got a deep record, but if you look at his fights, he likes to get deeper into the fight before he finishes people. He doesn't finish them fast. A lot of his fights that he did win are decisions, so he draws them out, and I think that you're a killer. I think you're a finisher. I think that's your strength, his weakness. I think he wants to play a slow game, drag you into deep waters, which he's going to find out cardio-wise isn't a problem for you. So I feel early, dry chin, you can lay him out.
You know, we're feeling the same way. We're feeling like it's going to be a good war, but we're feeling like I'm coming out on top. I'm feeling great. It's been a great training camp for myself. I'm feeling like ATs cannot come faster now. I feel like it's going to be a big statement for Nathan Landwehr.
Okay, what's the first thing after weigh-ins that you like to eat?
I like to drink a little bit of water. I like to drink, just eat the same stuff. A couple fights I've been going out splurging. And I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to be coming down naturally. I'm about to just eat what I usually eat. I'm going to eat some fruit. I'm going to eat some vegetables. I'm going to eat some load up. Of course, I'm going to load up on some carbs. But other than that, just keep it simple.
I like it. Well,
and then at what point on Friday will you finally drop that main fight day deuce?
Ain't no telling, man. It's no telling. But let me give a big shout-out to all my sponsors, especially SSF, Team Submission Academy. Let me give a big shout-out to all my coaches, Mike, Ron, Angel, and Carl. Let me give a big shout-out to Martin's Quality Painting, Betty's Foods Cleaning Service, American All-American Carpet Cleaning, and Nick's Concrete, DeVito's Heating and Cooling. And let me give a big shout-out to all my training partners that's been helping me get ready for this fight, Chris Coggins, Corey Alexander, Adam Glenn. We got Zach. We got a bunch of other guys in there, some amateurs. We got they're getting ready for a fight. We got Jeremy Moore, and we got a bunch of guys fighting on the 12th of October. It's a big month for SSF in October. We're going to try to come out 8-0.
I like it. Well, I want to thank you tonight for taking the time out. I know you were just wrapping up training. You're probably ready to get home and relax and be near friends and family. And you took some time out to hang with us. I wish you the best of luck. Like I said, I got you first round winning this thing. I hope it goes that way. And I hope to talk to you down the road as you grow towards that title for the XFC.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Hey, have a good night, guy.
I appreciate it.
Everybody, Nathan Landwehr, you guys can fight him October 18th, kicking ass at XFC in Nashville. You guys, if you don't have tickets, go to Be A Fan, get tickets, tag his name, watch it on Access Television. I don't know why we're having so much problems with Locked On, but the show's over, folks. And I appreciate everybody who joined us. I've sent out emails to the regular other guests to tell them that the show is over. said, you have 60 seconds, and it went into record. So I'm really sorry, Lafaki. I know you were looking forward to talking to Eddie Blackburn, White Speed, about Cage Sport and Mark Pavlich.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being dead as a fucking heart attack, bro. I'm serious. I told you it's been messing up. It just started playing an ad a minute after we pushed play.
I'm going to be pissed, man.
What do you think I'm sitting here doing? I've been sitting here asking them. They said there's nothing they can do because I'm already in record.
Well, why didn't we just keep going? A recorded episode is better than a non-live.
We can't call anybody. Oh, I can call Eddie on my phone and patch him in, huh? I have no way to do Mark Pavlich, though.
Are you sure Mark can't call in? Are you sure people can't call in? Somebody try to call in.
Dude,
there's nobody listening.
You try to call.
I can't try to call in because if I hang up, then I'm out.
Hold on.
We're holding Blog Talk hostage right now.
Look, I'm going to call right now. If I can get my phone to work. Here we go.
I don't know. Really. We're trying to figure out what's going on right now, people. This is the awesomeness that is Blog Talk. Oh, hell
there are
yeah,
no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
There is a show scheduled in 24 hours. Isn't that what time Tweedledee and Tweedledum go on the air?
Jake Zombie Radio. Hey, big shout out to all our great sponsors.
Draco Sports. They also sponsor Cubicle to the Cage. Boyd is the new Walter. Dude, I say we see how long we can hold this channel hostage.
Dude, 1 hour. So we've only got 40 minutes left. So I'll tell you what, man. I'm pissed. I'm going to go and vent. Not only that, I'm just pissed, man. I was really looking forward to talking to Mark, and now I'm pissed because I had to send him an email. And by the way, I want to know who sent me that stupid lingerie fighting championship press release. Whoever you are, if I find out, I'm going to... Okay.
You're going to what? Why am I being told my Facebook account is temporarily unavailable?
What is going
your
on, man? I'm telling you.
Is currently unavailable due to a site issue. We expect this to be resolved shortly. Please try again in a few minutes. What the fuck?
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's because I posted that picture. It's because I posted that picture of the guy where he had his butt right up next to the president's face and it looked like Obama was kissing his ass. This is my punishment. Oh, wait. Now my Facebook is up again. Wow, I don't know. Oh, then Skype just shut down. Great, that's awesome.
See, I think it's us because I'm having problems over here. I think it's the storm we have.
Yeah, but that shouldn't fuck with the length of the show.
Oh, no, never mind. That's true.
Did you only do like a 20-minute show instead of 2 hours?
No, hey, I can delete the show and do one in 30 minutes, but then we lose the first guest recorded episode.
We can't do two shows in a 24-hour time period, I thought.
Well, we can't, but what we can do is delete the record of the show we just did, which would be fair to Nate.
No, I mean, we can't delete the guy's interview.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're screwed. So, Scott here just got back all to me. He understands Mark was probably going to miss the show, I guess, anyway, because he's tied up with something. So, maybe this is some kind of weird sign.
Whatever.
Hey, it's all right. Hey, guys, I just had a robber come in the studio. I think I'm about to be robbed live on the air. This guy has a big gun, folks. He's 3'6". He's white. He's got a tattoo of a star on his eyebrow. Okay, well, hey, you know what? Let's wrap the show up. Peace and chicken grease. Thank you to all our great sponsors. Sorry, the show went. Lavaki Eagle.
Osprey.